The family and friends of 22-year-old Melbourne woman Eurydice Dixon are remembering her courage and kindness as her killer begins a life sentence for her death. He's 20-year-old James Todd. He stalked, raped and murdered the comedian in a Melbourne park in June last year. Victorian Supreme Court Justice Stephen Kay has described his actions as totally and categorically evil. But while the sentence has been welcomed, those close to Ms. Dixon say more action is needed to stop violence against women in the first place. Stephanie Smale reports.
To her friends and family, Eurydice Dixon was a vibrant and clever young woman. Nikki Barry formed a close friendship with her on the stand-up comedy circuit.
She was an amazing force of nature. She was an incredible spirit who was just sort of starting to blossom, and we want people to remember her in that way.
Nikki Barry says she couldn't bring herself to go to court today as her friend's killer, James Todd, was sentenced. The 20-year-old stalked Eurydice Dixon for more than 4 kilometres through Melbourne CBD and into Prince's Park in North Carlton before her death. Victorian Supreme Court Justice Stephen Kay told Todd his actions were totally and categorically evil, craven and sadistic, motivated by his perverted and depraved desires.
She was vulnerable and in the circumstances defenceless. In a most callous and cowardly manner, he set upon her, sexually assaulting and humiliating her before cruelly strangling her to death.
Eurydice Dixon's father, Jeremy Dixon, spoke briefly outside court.
What I'd wish for James Todd, and what I believe Eurydice would wish, is that he gets better and realises what he's done. I extend my sympathy, my sincere sympathy, for those who love him. It's a terrible tragedy all round.
He appealed for his daughter to be remembered as she was in life, not death.
Eurydice herself should be remembered as her friends will remember her for her wit and her courage and for her kindness, not for her death.
Nikki Barry says many of Eurydice Dixon's friends still feel angry and confused about her brutal murder. She says she has mixed emotions about Todd's sentence, but she hopes it's part of a catalyst for change.
I'm relieved that it's over. I'm glad that the sentence that was handed down, I think, reflects the severity of what happened. But, you know, there is no real justice for something like this. What happened is a really tragic waste of her life and of his life as well. And I think that beyond today, what's really important is that people understand that for as long as women are seen as less, whether it's through pornography, other sort of violence imagery around women, that this sort of thing will continue to happen. We really need to focus on what we do going forward.
Megan Bridger-Darling, who is now a Maribyrnong City Councillor, helped organise the candlelight vigil that thousands of people attended in Prince's Park after the attack.
This is every woman's worst nightmare. This is every parent's worst nightmare. Is it worth 35 years? Yes, it absolutely is worth 35. Could it be more? It absolutely could be.
She acknowledges efforts to improve lighting and other measures around the city have helped to improve safety, but she argues more needs to be done to teach all corners of society that violence is never acceptable.
We shouldn't have to rely on the police catching the rapist and then the judicial system punishing them appropriately. The horse has bolted and the barn is on fire at that stage.
Maribyrnong City Councillor Megan Bridger-Darling, Stephanie Smale with that report.